In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 2 weeks ago, we entered in Advent, and we heard from the Apostle St. Paul, "The night is far advanced, the day is at hand." We understood then that Advent is a time in which we are waiting for the true light. Today, Sunday of Gaudete, St. Paul encourages the church in the city of Philippi by these words: "The Lord is near." Gaudete Sunday is one of the lights in Advent that prepare us for the true joy and remind us of what causes the true joy: to hold and possess our final, our ultimate good. It is not that we enjoy particularly when it is dark, although to be able to stay and see in the dark makes us attentive to the light. There is a grace, a proper grace, to the time of difficulties and even darkness. It is to give the priority to the Savior and his teaching more clearly than in time of consolation. In other words, during this time of Advent, when we are still and not distracted by some bright lights and the noise of the outside world, our soul is waiting, watching for the true light and true joy. St. John the Baptist, in his words and deeds, teaches us how to avoid the distraction in this time of Advent. "Who art thou?" asked the priest and the Levite. And the answer: "I am not the Christ, neither Elias, neither the prophet," titles that meant Christ, Messiah for the Levites. "I am the voice of one crying in the desert." As Christians, we take some lessons from St. John the Baptist. The first among them is: he, Christ, must increase, I must decrease. If our words and deeds show that we are Christians, children of God and of the Church, our contemporaries may ask, "What are you? Who are you?" They also may ask about our deeds and works performed as Christians, just in the manner St. John was asked, "Why do you baptize?" They may again ask about our hope. To give a clear and direct answer, we need a vivid virtue of humility that makes us decrease and Christ increase in us. Let us look at our condition of children of God and of the Church as our true honor and a true reason to be proud. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.